Red River Farm Network. With the drier than usual conditions, soybean growers have a greater risk for soybean cyst nematode. BASF seed treatment product manager Jeremiah Mullock says SCN thrives in additional plant stress, especially from low moisture conditions.
So that plant root system is only so large and can only carry so much stress. So that nematode is robbing those additional water and nutrients from the plant itself. So if you have excellent growing conditions, you might not have the same level of exacerbated stress. And under those droughty conditions, that nematode reproduction is higher. So you have more nematodes and more plant stress. So it's kind of compounding factors together. It's really important that to recognize that SCN is expanding. So in that northern geography that your listeners are in, SCN is expanding, and it's being found in more and more counties and more fields as we continue to look for this pest.
BASF and the Soybean Cyst Nematode Coalition are providing resources for farmers to help them effectively manage SCN. BASF will be giving away free soil test kits to the first 500 growers who request one by the end of October. And if the soil test is mailed to an approved lab and postmarked by November 15th, BASF would cover up to $20 for the cost of those lab tests.
SCN Action Month is kind of timed to bring awareness for that soil sampling. As we go into the next crop year, we've got harvest underway, so they're looking at and evaluating that yield data. And then going into making their plan for next season, one of those key pieces is pulling a soil sample, looking at those counts to know if SCN should be managed on that acre. So knowing the pest is there and how to build that strategy for next season is what SCN Action Month is all about.
Checking.